Good morning. How are you? I have two Bibles. Not because I'm going to give you like a research paper or anything like that, so I can see the letters. Because now I'm wearing glasses. Well, I want to thank Reverend John McCabe for extending the invitation to share the Word of God. What Aldo shared was like wonderful. I mean, it's like unbelievable, but believable because it happened. So we're going to be going to the New Testament, and we're going to be reading a little bit about the birth of Jesus Christ. All right, we have heard this, you know, for years, but I'm going to touch some points there that I think they're important. So I want you to go to Luke chapter 1. Everybody good? Smile. Right. Luke chapter one, verse 26. And I'm going to read, I'm going to stop, I'm going to go all the way to verse 38, but I'm going to stop and talk a little bit. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. We heard that before, and we know that, but let's see what happened here. All right. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And it's like, wow, you know, he's speaking these words, and, you know, the guy probably is big, you know, the angel is probably big and shiny and all that. And then he's saying all this stuff, and he's like, oh, my gosh, what kind of language is this? I'll be like, is that Spanish or French or something, you know? I mean, she's, like, very young, and it's funny because we were talking with a young boy last night, and he was talking about using different words that are like really like from the dictionary. And when people try to bother him, he uses those words, and they're like, you know, kids his age, and they're like confused, you know. So imagine an angel appearing to you and talking to you like that. Whoa. So, but anyway, so, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Now, I'm the type of person that sometimes when you talk to me, or I'm listening to a teaching, or you know, at work, and we go through things at work, I'm thinking, I'm processing. But imagine, you know, you're going to have a child, in other words, that way. And she's like, what? You know, how can that be possible? But let's see what happens, and let's see how she reacts, and let's see. So, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. All right, so she's listening to all this. When we go back a little bit, it says that, verse 27 says, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. She was espoused. And I was looking for that word, and I found something. It says spouse, wife. The marriage was not yet physically consummated, but the spousal was itself a binding contract that could be broken only by formal divorce. Joseph was Joseph, as well as Mary, was willing to endure the scorn of the family. Blah blah blah. Explains, you know, later we'll talk about that. But so they were in a contract already, but they have not consumed the marriage. So. There was no physical contact or anything like that. So she's like, okay, I'm going to have a baby. How is that going to be? So she was not doubting. She was a little bit confused. I mean, I will be confused, you know. I guess anybody, like, how is that going to be, you know? All right, so, but she was not doubting. I want to make that clear, all right? Let's continue. So we go, all right, 33. And he, let's repeat that. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And that is beautiful, because we know the end of the book. So we know, as we heard Aldo from the Old Testament coming now to the New Testament, what's going on. So we know the end now. But at that time, you know, they were still reading scriptures and learning and prophecies and the ones that were fulfilled and looking at the stars and all those things. So there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? See? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Wow. That is a lot to take there, right there. This is happening quickly. He's telling you, boom, 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 boom. This is what is going to happen. One, two, three. There's not a break there. And she's like listening to all this. Now, she did ask, how is this going to happen? I'm a little bit puzzled here. I'm a little bit confused. I need some clarification, you know. And I probably in her heart said, you know, this is an angel. I know this is from God. And the way he's talking to me and what he's telling me, and I've been studying the word with my parents, and I know that, oh, this is for real. But I explained to me how this happened because, you know, in my biology class, I know that you need certain things to happen. So I learned that. So, but she's not doubting. She's not doubting. She's not doubting. And I know that God would have made it happen anyways, no matter what, because God is God, okay? He tells the ocean, stop right there, don't move. You come up here, and that's what I want you. You know, so he can make this happen. But the point here is that she didn't doubt. So, but she wants a clarification so she can, you know, follow, you know. So let's see here. So Mary was puzzled, a bit confused, but she wasn't doubting. And where are we? 30, thank you. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. I'm sure that if they're cousins, she knew that. So she's like, wow, wow. So now here we go. 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So she said, okay, my cousin is going to have a baby. And she could not have babies. And, you know, she's not that young, you know. And her husband is not neither. Okay, you know what? Let it happen. You know, it's going to happen. I'm here. I'm going to serve you. And let's do this. Okay? And he explained to her, when you go to verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. So when the angel says the power of the highest, she said, that's it. I understand. You know, he's going to make it happen. I just have to say, yes, I'm here. Because God, you know what? God doesn't force anything. You know, he created us with freedom of will. And I know that that applies in the Old Testament and all these people that follow. And so, but she said, okay, let's do it. Now, let's go to verse 39. Now, we're going to continue verse 39. Oh, I wanted to say something. Zechariah. Remember Zechariah? If you go back when they're talking about the birth of John the Baptist, okay? And he was in there doing the incense and all that smelly stuff, and the angel appeared and told him about, you know, you're going to be a father, but he doubted, right? And when he came out, what happened? Couldn't speak. But it still happened. It still happened. But he learned his lesson, you know, like we do, like every day. We learn a lesson almost every day, at least I do. But Mary did not doubt, all right? She went, okay, let's do it. But still, even when Zachariah doubted and he came out and he couldn't talk, he had like a little, like, you know, like when you spank your kid or what, you know. But you still love him and all that, and, you know, they still get a present or whatever. I don't know about that. But I wanted to make a point that Mary was like, okay, let's do it. And she was younger. Think about that. She was younger. So let's go to right there, Luke 1, verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. 40. And entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And when is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Wow. She was just taught. She didn't know that. The angel didn't go to her and said, you know, I'm going to tell this to Mary, you know, but keep it on the low. Don't say anything, you know, because it's a bit, no, you know. Wow. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. She goes right into magnifying who? The Lord. It wasn't about her. Oh, wow, yeah. I'm going to be the mom of Jesus. Do I get a discount? Do I get a car? You know. No points, no brownie points. She goes to the Lord. She goes to the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. So she goes, and she gives the praise and the credit and everything to him, which that's a lesson for us to learn. You know, when we teach the word, when we go to work, when we do things, that's a lesson right there, you know. And we're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ, but it's not just that. There's a lot here for us to learn. There's a lot here that the birth of Jesus Christ is still teaching us about other things, you know, and things that are important, like praising God, giving him the credit, giving him the glory, recognizing him, getting away from you and putting him, that people see you, that they hear you, that when they look at you, they don't see you. They see God in Christ in you. Jesus Christ was born with a purpose, okay? We know the whole story. We know the end. But we continue to work so we make it to the end and we can go there, you know, and have a great, amazing time worshiping God and praising him. All right? So. 50. And his, well, let's go 49. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. Wow. We can go in there and just with that verse and be here all night. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Wow. She said all this. How old was she? I'm not sure. But she was young. And she said all this. And she let God just put those words in her mouth and boom, 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 boom. And I know she studied the word. Wow. Wow. She said, oh, I don't know. I have all this highlighted here so I don't forget the stuff. And she went like, boom. She was humble. She was humble. She received what God had planned. She said, I'm your servant. Let's go. Let's do it. All right? And for his glory. All right, let's keep moving here. Mary gives glory to God at all times. She's trusting God and giving him glory. She praises him. Let's go to Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 1, and I'm going to read, and I'm going to talk. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, that were taxed as a census, counting people, registering people, okay? And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out to the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. So he went there because he was from there, so he needed to be counted or, you know, registered over there. He was verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. It wasn't like to the post office. Ladies and gentlemen, children, she was going to have a baby. Okay, many of us have had babies. So when it's time to deliver, ask us. You're going. All right? Ask any of the husbands. They know. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Okay, really quick, I'm going to tell you. Reverend John McKay did a teaching a while back, and he was talking about the manger, what people say, you know, when you look at it, you know, there were these animals there and the wise men and blah, blah, blah. But it's really talking about a house. It was a house, and it has several rooms. And I believe that, I remember this clearly, and I have a little picture here. They have several rooms, but the upper room up here, that was where the people would sleep, see? And then they have, some houses have another room, like hanging out, you know, they hang out, you know, watch TV, play video games, or whatever they did. And then the mangers and animal stables were on the main floor. And, of course, he was going to Bethlehem. He was from there. So probably he has some family. Like if I go to Puerto Rico, I have my family. So I'm not going to go to a 4-star or 5-star hotel. I'm going to my mother's house, you know, or to my aunt's house, or, you know, Victor and Blanca, you know, part of my family, you know. So he was going. But when they got there, hey, the inn was what? Feel it. When you look for that word inn, different meanings, look for it. We don't have time, but look for it. So I just wanted to clarify that. So they went there. It was filled, so they had to go down, you know, and that's where people will leave their, you know, in that case, the animals. They didn't have motorcycles or, you know, 4x4s or whatever, you know. So that's what they had to stay. And when you are ready to have a baby, you're going to stay whatever, you know. The car, the train, you know, you hear stories about people having babies in the car, the train. Hey, forget it. We're having the baby. So that's where they went, and the inn was filled, and she had the baby there. So, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. And swaddling clothes, I want to say that when the son of a king, a prince, was born, that child was wrapped in swaddling clothes after being washed gently with water, having a small portion of salt in it. The salt symbolized the qualities of truth and honesty. and was used so that the child would grow up speaking words that were salted. The swaddling clothes were narrow strips of fine linen cloth, about 2 inches wide, which were wrapped around the baby's body. The child was wrapped from head to foot with only a part of his face left uncovered so he could breathe. Okay, you want him to breathe. The baby's body and limbs were thus held very straight. This was to indicate that he would grow up to be free from crookedness. A lot of us should have been wrapped like that when we're born. Anyways, but thank God for, you know, opportunity to be safe a different way. And waywardness, that as a king he would walk straight and tall before his people. The swaddling clothes were left on the baby for only a very short time while the parents took time to pray and make their commitment to God concerning the upbringing of the child. Okay, so that's why, but that's another teaching. We can talk about the wise men. Okay, that's why we got to talk about that, but that will be another teaching about if they went when he was a baby or a toddler to see him. All right, so let's continue. Okay, 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. I would be afraid too. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And of course, they knew a little bit about this because they were following. They were one of the few faithful, like Aldo would say, a few faithful ones, right? Wow. So they're like, okay, this is interesting. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men, which is fantastic. Everything goes back to God. Everything goes back to praise him, to worship him, to give him the honor and the credit, you know. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Which is, they went quickly, and they saw the baby. They went quickly. Remember, you see something like that, the angel tells you, this is what is going to happen. They give you a message. Okay, I'm going to go see, because we have been waiting for this, and we know this is the truth. Let's go see immediately. Now, we're talking about the birth of Jesus Christ, which is fantastic, which is great, which is awesome. But the great thing to me, after reading all this, is that he was born. He was born, we know that. He gave his life for us. He died, he was resurrected, and he's seated at the right hand of God right now. And he's waiting for him to tell him, okay, let's go, all right? And because of the obedience and faithfulness of a lot of people, like Mary, right? She said, let's do this. And other people that were faithful, okay? Because the devil was after him. You know, he tried to kill him when he sent the babes to be killed, you know, the babies, the toddlers to be killed. That guy, what's his name? Oh, there you go. He was after him till the last minute, but he never killed him. He gave his life. He followed, you know, the orders of God. You know, Jesus Christ followed that too. So we are to do that, and we are to emulate the faithfulness of these people, okay? Because it's great. We celebrate his birthday. He's not a baby anymore, you know, but we celebrate his birthday because of this. We have what the book says at the end. We have it now, and we're going to have it when he comes back. So it's very important that we stay faithful and that we give the worship to God, the praise to God, you know, that we go to him with everything that we need that and we don't need or whatever it is, you know, that we go to him and that we trust him. He is not, you know, taking so long. No, no, no. He knows what he's doing. Let's be faithful. Don't get deceived, for, you know, with the things that you see. Look what happened here, okay? Because people were faithful, you know? It doesn't matter how old you are. All right? So, I was where? 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And I'm going to stop here because that's what I want to share. But I want to say that Zechariah doubted, but it still happened. Okay? God is a forgiving God, and, you know, it's God. He runs the show. Mary was faithful. She didn't doubt. She asked for a little bit of clarification. She was confused, obviously. Okay. She got the clarification, and she said, okay, let's go. I understand now. I was a little bit confused. And a puzzle, I should say that. Then, you know, he was born. You know, the few faithful went to see him. The angels sent them, specific people. Okay. And he grew, and he fulfilled what he was supposed to fulfill. And now it's up to us to believe, like Mary and like many others, okay, because she trusted and did not doubt, see what we have today. But even more than that, because even when we doubt, God is faithful to forgive us, okay, and we can move on. So let's stay faithful. Let's thank God for giving us his son, Jesus Christ, you know, which is like a tremendous gift. I mean, ever. Okay? So let's stand faithful. Let's trust him. But also let's praise him and thank him every day. God bless you.